Gentle viewers, welcome to our weekly episode of Models of Success. Today's show is dedicated to Henry David Thoreau. Born in Concord, Massachusetts, USA in 1817, Henry David Thoreau was a well-respected American author and naturalist philosopher. His famous works, Walden and Civil Disobedience, are read and studied by people around the world. Supreme Master Television had the pleasure of speaking with Thoreau Society historian Mr. Richard Smith, who has followed the works and life of Henry David Thoreau for 15 years. As Mr. Smith expressed, Mr. Henry Thoreau's free-spirited nature shone early on.
I think that one of the biggest influences on Thoreau's life was his mother, because from a very early age, she always inspired Henry and his two sisters and their brother to be very independent and to think for themselves. And so I think the fact that they had a mother who really told them to go their own path, that was very influential on him as a young boy. When he was at Harvard College, he was only 16, he read Emerson's first book, Nature, where Emerson talks about having a more self-reliant attitude to look for God on your own. And so that influenced him as well.
Mr. Henry Thoreau was part of the Transcendentalist movement along with some of the greatest of writers, thinkers, and intellectuals of his time.
The Transcendentalist movement really got started in 1836 with the publication of Ralph Waldo Emerson's first book, Nature. And that was really considered the Bible of Transcendentalism. And because of that, a lot of other writers and philosophers who were looking for a closer relationship with God through nature started to write poetry and essays and give lectures in Boston, Cambridge, and Concord, Massachusetts. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Bronson Alcott, who was the father of Louisa May Alcott, Henry Thoreau, Theodore Parker, who was a minister and an abolitionist, Margaret Fuller, who was a famous female transcendentalist, all were really focused in this area, looking for a closer relationship with God.
Even when his hometown Concord was experiencing immense economic growths, Henry David Thoreau kept to his belief that spiritual fulfillment came with simplicity.
From 1845 until 1847, he lived in a one-room house that he built himself over at Walden Pond, and he was there to live what he called the simple life. That's probably what he's most known for nowadays in the 20th and 21st century. The idea of simplify, to try to pare down your life to the bare essentials. The more simple your life is, then you can concentrate on the important things like a relationship with God and trying to look for a more divine path. A lot of people in Concord thought he was a very strange young man because he's a Harvard graduate, but he's living in a one-room house in the woods. You don't find Harvard graduates doing that in the 19th century.
During his time at Walden Pond, Henry David Thoreau found a peaceful balance in nature that he was not able to obtain elsewhere. He recorded these precious experiences in the book Walden.
In the 1840s, America was just starting to become industrialized, and a lot of these small towns like Concord were no longer the little farming communities. They were starting to have mills and factories, and the railroad came through Concord. So the little quiet country life that Thoreau had grown up in was changing drastically. You started to have inventions like the telegraph, where you could get news instantly from Maine to California. And so Thoreau was seeing all of this industrialization. And because of the industrialization, people were becoming more materialistic. They started to want bigger houses and more money and the latest fashions. And Thoreau thought that that really was not the way to go. He thought that by becoming more materialistic, people were becoming less interested in having a spiritual relationship and having a simple life. So he lived at Walden Pond to simplify his life. He had very few belongings. He said that he had three chairs, one for solitude, two for friendship, three for society. He really thought that as you simplify your life, the laws of the universe become less complex, and you have a happier relationship with the universe around you.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Models of Success will be right back after these brief messages.
I think that if anybody's going to take anything away from Thoreau's writings, I think they should take away the idea that he's an incredibly spiritual human being. Everything that he wrote, whether it was Walden, whether it was Civil Disobedience, it's all about the search for a personal relationship with God.
Wonderful viewers, welcome back to Models of Success featuring the notable Henry David Thoreau, American philosopher and naturalist who authored over 20 volumes in books, articles, essays, journals, and poetry. His outlooks were very independent for his time, a result of his open-minded personality.
He had a very inquisitive mind, and just because he read it in a book or learned it at school or heard it from the government, his main thought was, well, why? Why do we always have to do everything that everybody tells us? And in the 19th century, we're talking about a period, especially the 1840s, where people were very much into conformity. It was expected that as a young man, you would maybe become whatever your father was. If your father was a farmer, you'd become a farmer. If your father was a blacksmith, you'd become a blacksmith. You would marry, you would have kids, and you would pretty much live and die in the same town that you were born in. Thoreau's question was, well, why? Why do we have to live our lives that way just because it's always been done? And that's one of the things that I take away from him. If you want to do something else, then you should always follow your genius, as Thoreau said, and do what makes yourself happy.
Much of what Mr. Thoreau did reflected his support of free will.
He wrote Civil Disobedience, which in later years influenced people like Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King. I think that you would have poets like Emily Dickinson, like Robert Frost, who were New England poets who certainly were very aware of people like Emerson and Thoreau. Leo Tolstoy in the 1890s mentioned that he read Civil Disobedience by Thoreau, and that influenced him and helped him become a pacifist in the 1890s and the early 20th century.
Indeed, Henry David Thoreau acted in regard to the welfare of all beings.
When Thoreau was living at Walden Pond, he had just turned 28 years old, and it was really at Walden Pond he really felt that by giving up meat, he was living a more spiritual, cleaner life. In fact, he says in Walden that he thinks that eventually mankind will give up eating meat so that they can attain a higher level of consciousness. We tend to think of vegetarianism as a 20th century invention, but in the mid-19th century, you had people like Henry Thoreau and Bronson Alcott who consciously gave up eating meat because they thought that eating another living creature was somehow wrong.
Mr. Thoreau's care also greatly extended to the environment. His writings contemplated the methods and findings of ecology and environmental history. In turn, these two features helped in planting the seed of modern-day environmentalism.
He's seeing trees being cut down all over town for firewood or for the railroad. And he actually wrote in one of his essays that he thought that every town should set aside a tract of land so it can become a park. And he said that Walden Pond should become a park, which is interesting because now Walden Pond is a park. But he was certainly aware that Americans were getting away from nature. It's interesting that the Sierra Club, their motto is, "In wildness is the preservation of the world." Well, that's from Thoreau's essay, Walking. So I think that at least a lot of people are more aware. The green movement is bigger now than it's ever been. And you can kind of directly relate that back to Thoreau and his idea of setting aside a park in every town.
To this day, Mr. Henry David Thoreau's contributions have inspired many. Among them are the members of the Thoreau Society, of which Mr. Smith is historian.
The Thoreau Society was started here in Concord, Massachusetts in 1941 by a small group of devoted Thoreauvians, as we call ourselves, about really kind of getting Thoreau's ideas out into the world. Nowadays, there's about 1,500 people who belong to the Thoreau Society, and all around the world, not only in America, but Japan, Germany. I talked to a man this weekend from Bulgaria who's a Thoreauvian. But it's an organization dedicated to expanding awareness and education about Thoreau and his teachings. It's been around since 1941. It's the oldest organization in America dedicated to an American writer.
At the heart of all of Henry David Thoreau's noble life was his belief that the answers to life can be found through a deeper relationship with nature and God.
He said you're supposed to follow your own path, follow your own consciousness, so that you could find a closer relationship with God. He writes about how the divine is in us, it's within us, and it's without us. And I think it's important for people to take that away from his writings, that he's a really spiritual person trying to find a relationship with God, and that's something that we should all be doing, I think.
Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Richard Smith, for sharing your intriguing knowledge on Henry David Thoreau. We wish you vibrant health as you continue to bring more light and understanding to others. May the rich legacy of the God-loving thinker and author Henry David Thoreau continue to be a beacon for a more spiritual and uplifted world. Contemplative viewers, thank you for joining us today on Models of Success on Henry David Thoreau. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May Earth's God-given beauties adorn your days with wonder and fulfillment. To find out more about the Thoreau Society, please visit www.thoreausociety.org.
For more details, please visit www.supremastertv.com/AJAR.